Happy birthday to the Talks Bridge podcast. Being a part of this amazing family of listeners has been amazing. Watching the growth of this space is truly inspiring. Thank you, Favor, for this idea you birthed to help people around the world feel less alone. I have learned so much from this space, and episodes have lifted up my spirit during downtimes. You can't even imagine. Keep up the good work. You are appreciated. Love from Ungazi. Bye.
Whenever anyone asks me, Favor, how do you do this? Favor, what motivated you to start the podcast? I tell them, I don't know where I get the strength from. It just happens. And podcasting has been my passion. Something is happening today. Yes, that's right. The podcast is 3 years. 3 years of sweetness. 3 years of amazing. 3 years of goodness. And it is your host, Onyama Favor. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good night. I'm so excited. And it has been an amazing journey. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for telling another friend to tell another friend to tell another friend about the Talks Bridge podcast. Do follow our social media platform, IG, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, the Talks Bridge podcast. And do send an email to the Talks Bridge podcast at gmail.com. There's an important announcement I want to tell you. There's going to be a new segment on the show. And guess what? It's going to be with another host. You're going to enjoy it. So watch this space. Enjoy this space. Keep listening to the Talks Bridge podcast, because I cannot keep calm. This Talks Bridge podcast is 3 years old. The journey so far. Thank you for always listening to the Talks Bridge podcast. Today's episode, I'm going to talk about threads and needles. Threads and needles. The podcast started 19th May 2020, and what motivated me to start this podcast, first things first, a friend came to me and says that, oh Favor, the life I live on IG is different from my reality, and I want to learn how to develop myself more. Emphasis on develop myself more. I was like, okay, yeah, you can, if you want to, you can. And that's how we started the self-development, how to believe in yourself, being a better person. From there, I'm like, okay, why can't I just start this podcast to reach out to more people, to tell people to believe in yourselves? Yeah, believe in yourself, develop yourself from scratch, and you can't live another person's life. Just be you, do you. Yes. With 48 episodes, we've been heard in 40 countries. We had 7,000 plus plays. We have, you know, amazing listeners. And I just found out that the males listen to the podcast more. Why, females, please do more, do better. Thank you for being here. I'm so grateful. Podcasting has not been an easy one, from having so many obstacles to growing more, to having my amazing team members. Yeah, team of 10. You know, it has just been amazing. So amazing. The obstacles I faced were many. First things first, I wanted to get a podcast microphone. And I was like, okay, why not? You know, I went on Instagram, searched everywhere till I found one company that messaged me and said, oh, we sell podcast microphones. I'm like, okay, what's your price? They told me. I paid, and to you listening, I was scammed. Yeah, my hard-earned money, I couldn't sleep, I couldn't do anything. From being scammed in July 2020 because I wanted to get a microphone for the podcast, it was very bitter because I cried so much. I was like, oh, I wanted to get something for my listeners. I wanted to improve the audio quality of the podcast. So what's happening? Why can't I do this thing right? And, you know, I was consoled. Yeah, I was consoled. The next week, I had to order a microphone from Jumia. And from there, it didn't work out because the microphone I got there wasn't good. Then, I got another one in August. You know, I just wanted to improve the quality of the podcast, and I'm grateful for doing that. You know, it's a learning experience. I've coached over 10 people having their podcast, and out of these 10, I can boldly tell you that 6 of them their own podcast. So it's amazing. It's a win-win. Threads and needles. You know, when you're about to sew and it's difficult for you to put the thread inside the needle, this is how life is. You have to face obstacles. Obstacles every step of your way. You are done with this phase, you are entering another phase, you are done with this phase, entering another phase. It was not easy to start a podcast, but I'm telling you that I'm here today and I'm learning with the help of my team, with the help of family, with the help of my loved ones, with the help of friends too, with the help of my listeners. We are growing and we are becoming better. So remember today that if you don't meet obstacles on your way, just know that you're not doing something right. If you don't meet obstacles on your way, you're not doing something right. Imagine when you want to sew your cloth. The starting point is when you put the thread inside the needle. And you can see that sometimes it's difficult to do it. Why is it difficult? Sometimes you will lick in Nigeria. You lick the thread so that you're able to put it inside the needle. You know, you're just adjusting your life. You're adjusting your life. Let me go through this obstacle. It's practical. And once you do the right thing at the right time, you can do it, you can make it, you can overcome the obstacles. 48 episodes on this podcast, and trust me, it is not an easy one. But your reviews have got me going and going and going. And remember, we have a new segment on the show. It is with Ngozi. So stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned. You're going to love, love this one. From the welcome episode, the Who Am I episode, to How Do I Become a Better Person with Esther, to Being the Gold in Your Fire by Michael, Vicious Circle by Daniel and Lauderdale, Christmas with a Twist episode. I remember doing this episode late 2021. It was an amazing episode. Lagos Wahala with Adebari, No Guts, No Glory with Francis, Financial Security with Daniel, Lies Women Tell, Lesson 201, Does Posting Not Damage the Womb by Dr. Nick, Is Love a Scam with Fisaya, Sickle Cell with Dr. Gauzier, Love Series with our Mr. Anonymous. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. Thank you to our guests for being amazing. Anytime I call, you're always here to ask a favor. When do we record? Favor, when do we do this? Thank you. So this episode is to encourage you that in every phase of your life, you're going to get obstacles. You're going to encounter these obstacles. What makes you stronger is how you deal with these obstacles. How do you find strength to deal with these obstacles? Remember that life is a journey and it's like a marathon. So you're running and you're running and you're running. I remember that if you're tired of running, you'd want to pause and take water. It's like a running car. It needs fuel. Yeah, it needs fuel to get going. So this is how life is. So when you get to an obstacle, find strength, crush it, move forward. The twists and turns of life, you have to find strength, find strength, find strength. And also remember to overcome your personal struggles. There's something you're dealing with you cannot tell somebody. Find that time to sit down, analyze it, and if you need help, reach out to somebody to help you. Reach out to somebody to help you. There's an importance of having a support system. You know, I've learned from mistakes. The podcast, if you listen to the first episode, that's the welcome episode, and now you would know that there is a difference. So we learn every day. We make mistake to correct the mistake, yeah, to become a better person. So I'm telling you today to embrace the challenges of life, like the way, you know, you lick the thread so you put it inside the needle. Embrace the challenges of life. You can do this. You can crush the obstacle. You can do it. I trust you. I'm rooting for you. You desire it, do it. Stay tuned for a new segment with Ngozi, and I'm sure you're going to like it. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being amazing. Happy birthday to the Talks Bridge podcast.